by someone who, you know, oh, he said he can lift heavy weights, and he said he's big and
strong, weightlifter.
That word. Anything else you might use there? Is that strong?
I just don't fan of it, you know.
And someone is really easy to get along with, is always smiling, got a good word. You say he's really a very
personality.
Good person. With a, let's see, there's something, you know, sometimes when the boy gets in his teens and he stumbles around, he's all arms and weak. He's really grown too fast. He can't walk around without stumbling. The whole thing, you say he's mighty.
Coordination between that ain't what they call.
Everybody call awkward or clumsy.
Yeah.
Something like that. Mm-hmm. What might you use there?
Well, I guess clumsy, back down at least.
Yes. And what about a man that just won't spend any money, just won't spend for anything, won't spend any money, you say either?
We'd say tightwad.
When you say tightwad, that's someone, what if he'll pay you for your work you do, but he's still still right on tightwad.
He holds on.
Yes, he does. And we talk about that, the word common and what it meant. Now, the word fool, is that be considered a bad thing to call somebody?
That's right. You're trying to say you just don't know much. It's big.
Would that be a word you wouldn't use very much?
No, I wouldn't think so.
Yeah. What about an older man, 85 and 90, that's still up and about, gets around and works around and so forth, you just say, well, he's still mighty.
Active.
Yeah. Now, say, your grandchildren are a little later than usual, something you might tell your son and daughter, well, I don't suppose it's anything, but she might hear that, I don't suppose it's anything to matter, but I just can't help feeling a little
nervous, anxious, or worried.
She might say, well, I don't feel easy, I feel
I guess you could use about the same words.
Yeah. And a little kid might say, well, I don't want to go up in the dark by myself because I'm
afraid.
Is someone that leaves his money lying around, his keys, walks out and leaves his keys lying around, leaves his keys in his car, you say, well, he's mighty.
Forgetting, I wouldn't say forgetful. I could have been surprised.
It's all the time leaving stuff laying around. Or maybe, reckless drivers or something, you'd say. You'd say, well, he's not really a reckless driver, he just kind of...
I guess I've lost that.
Ever call somebody careless or something?
Well,
and you might say, you're the kind of man, maybe you can argue with him until you blew him in the face, and he just won't change his mind. Like that, it doesn't matter what you say, you say he's mighty.
Well, if you won't agree, but that isn't the word.
Didn't do that, but you can argue with it.
Yeah.
I said, well, don't be so.
I've never done much arguing.